Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Landon is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by a woman named Kate. So we're about to call Kate in a little while and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date if he still wants one. But first, Landon, thanks for coming on the show, man. How long has it been since you heard from Kate?
Hey, it's been like a week. I don't know what's going on.
How many times have you tried to reach out to her in that week?
Like once a day, honestly.
Okay.
So you're thinking she's somebody special. Why don't we go back a little bit and talk about her? So how was your date with her?
Oh, it was amazing. So my cousin owns a wine restaurant, and we went there, and we just got wine flights and meals, and we slow danced in the middle of the restaurant. Everyone was watching. Everyone clapped for us. It was really something else. I knew she was a bit shy, and honestly, you know, that's kind of my type. I love the shy girls. And I was excited to like get her out of her shell. I love like just bring the shy girls out.
Okay. Bring the shy girls out.
Let the shy girls out.
That didn't work.
No.
Show them the world. Show them what they're missing. You know, how we had so much food, and since it was my cousin, he even gave us like a dessert sampler afterward. It was like a 4-hour meal. It was amazing.
Okay, this sounds like a dream.
4 hours.
I love to eat like that.
But then we haven't spoken for a week since. I really don't know what's going on.
What happened at the end of y'all's date? Like, how did it end?
Yeah, so it ended with a kiss, which I'm pretty proud of. But we haven't spoken since. No texting, no calls, nothing.
Nothing.
Do you think it's because she's shy? I mean, you did say she was a shy girl.
That's my leading theory. Maybe she's just better in person than texting.
Did anything else happen on the date?
Besides the dancing and the kiss, she seemed really into me. She laughed at all my jokes as she ate. I mean, she's petite, but she can really eat. And I just thought that was so sexy.
That sounded like a lyric in a song. She's petite, but she can really eat. I like it. Do you think maybe it was your kiss? She still hasn't recovered?
Well, I mean... speaking of too good, I mean, the way that we danced together, I mean, it felt like it could translate to the bedroom, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
So. Yeah, like you could dance in the bedroom, too. You could put on music.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Know what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But then, like, I can't figure out why I'm being ghosted, you know? Just maybe I can't figure out how I messed up. Maybe she felt pressure to eat so much because I'm a big foodie, you know?
Maybe she's in a food coma.
She wouldn't say anything. Yeah.
Maybe. Because you know how like people feel like they want to keep up with drinking?
Oh.
So maybe it's the same idea with food if there's four hours worth of food.
Yeah, she just didn't want to say anything about, maybe I don't want to eat, but he's a foodie. So yeah, she just quietly just went along with it.
Maybe. All right. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you, man. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her, see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you, and maybe get you another date, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Landon is on the phone, and he's getting ghosted by Kate. It's been about a week. He hasn't heard anything from her, and we're about to call her, get her on the phone, and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But first, Landon, why don't you refresh everybody's memory before we call her? Tell us about your date.
Yeah, so we went to my cousin's wine restaurant, drank a lot, ate a lot, danced in front of everyone. They applauded for us. It was really fun. Ended with a kiss, and I haven't heard from her since.
And she's petite and can eat.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you ready to go? You ready to call her?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Kate, please?
This is she. Who's this?
Kate, hi. How are you? My name is Jubal, and I'm on a radio show called The Jubal Show.
What's up, Kate? Whole show's here. I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Hi.
I know. So awkward.
How are you?
I'm good. So I'm sorry. You guys are on the radio?
Yes. And we're calling you because we got an email about you.
About me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We do a segment on the show. It's called the First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out with someone and then end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting.
Oh, okay.
Means we got an email about you because you're ghosting someone.
Yeah.
His name is Landon. And Landon really liked you and wants to know why you're ghosting him. Would you mind telling us?
Yeah. I mean, Landon is a great guy. I had a great time on our date. I really liked him. And, you know, it was a really fun night, different than most dates I've gone on. And it was just really great. But, you know, I just think we, I don't know. I think we just want different things, and I just have to protect myself from that, I think.
Okay, what does that mean?
You know, I just want to protect my heart. I think that Landon, you know, he was kind of talking about how he's not really ready for a relationship, and he's looking more for like a romantic sensual experience, not really like a full-blown commitment. And you know, I that's fine, you know, but I really want romance and experiences, but I want to build something with someone. You know, I'm not in a huge rush to be in a relationship, but I don't really feel comfortable with like the non-committal mentality personally.
Did you guys have that conversation? Like he said that to you?
I mean, he had said, you know, that he just wants like romantic experiences, but he had said he wasn't really looking for like a full blown commitment, which is, you know, I get it. I had a great time on our date. I didn't think that's what our date was for until we met. I thought we were looking for the same thing. So I was like taken off guard, but you know, everyone's looking for what they're looking for. And even though we had a fun time, it's just, we're both looking for different things. It's not the right time and place.
Well, good for you knowing exactly what you want.
Thank you.
Kate, Landon is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Hey, Kate.
Hi. Hi, Landon.
Yeah. I didn't realize we were on such different paths. We had such a good time. I thought it was going well.
Yeah, no, we had a great time. And I really, I mean, it's definitely a date I'll never forget. It was really fun. I really enjoyed myself. I enjoyed getting to know you. It's just, I think, you know, our path in life is just different right now.
Oh, well, that's a shame. I kind of wish you would have answered my text and we could talk about this. I mean, I'm open to discussion.
Well, then is that true, Landon? Are you not open to relationship?
Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, I am just looking for something casual right now, but I thought she was on the same page. We never discussed it, but yeah, maybe, I mean, if the timing is right in the future, we could hopefully get back together and make this work. What do you think?
I mean, I really enjoyed meeting with you. I think you're very attractive and, you know, we laughed a lot. Maybe in the future, you know, if I'm available, we could definitely try again. You know, it's just timing right now. It doesn't seem like it's on our side. That's all.
Okay. Well, like, what do I have to do to make you say yes? Like, what do you need?
You know what? That's funny. I just, honestly, you're wonderful. I had a great time with you. It's just that I am looking for something a little more, you know, not so much a commitment, you know, commitment with the right person, but not something as loose as, I guess, what you're looking for, just like, you know, experiences, life experiences. I've had a lot of life experience and, you know, I'm ready to put that life experience to use. So there's, I mean, I had a great time. I loved your cousin's restaurant. The wine was great. The food was amazing. I mean, I had the best time. It's just, I just don't want something super casual right now.
Landon, do you think that you're wanting something casual is kind of like your defense mechanism too? Because it sounds like you really like Kate. Like you keep trying to get her to go out and she's like, telling, I mean, I know, I'm just, it's something to ask yourself, you know, if you just say whoever you hang out with is casual, then you're protecting your heart too, not really putting yourself out there.
I didn't realize I was signing up for a therapy session here.
therapy. Get the bill.
Yeah, you know what? I think it may have something to do with my previous relationship now that I think about it. Things just went too quickly, and I think I just wanted to, you know, take things more casual this time, not really look for a commitment yet.
What if you replace the word casual with slow?
Yeah.
That's a good observation there.
I'm sorry, but we say this all the time. We are therapist adjacent.
I definitely would prefer someone who's more sure on themselves. Like if you need to experience things to, you know, feel like you'll be a better partner in the future. I mean, that's your path. That's your choice. Like I said, I've had these experiences, and I have a pretty clear idea of what I want and what I'm looking for and how I want to be treated. And, you know, I want to be a little bit more, you know, important than just something casual that's, you know, not going anywhere, because I'm looking for something that's going to go somewhere.
Kate, would you like to go on another date with Landon? We'll pay for it.
No, I don't think so right now. Nothing against Landon. Landon, you're wonderful. Again, I had the best time. Honestly, probably one of my top dates ever. It was really like dancing in the restaurant and the people, like, it's stuff out of movies. That was incredible. It's just, again, I just want something a little bit more serious. It's going to go somewhere, or ideally go somewhere. Like, I felt a deep connection with you, so I would not want something casual. But if in the future you figure out what you're looking for, and if I happen to still be available, you know, you have my number.
Hey, yeah, let's just keep in touch. We'll text back and forth and stay on each other's radar.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.